you mind starting by explaining what your organization is and who you're here with today?
Certainly. Well, I'm Justin Irwin. I'm the president of EXEM. That is Association of Graduate Students Employed at McGill. We're a union that was accredited during the 90s. We represent all teaching assistants and invigilators at McGill University. We have about a little over 2,500 members, and we're in bargaining right now for a new collective agreement. Now, that's not why we're here right now. We're here because our members gave us a mandate that we would organize a bit of a contingent from our union, from along with other McGill groups, to attend the demonstration today, and as part of our anti-austerity campaign, which we've had for several months.
Okay, great. And what else has been happening on the campaign?
Well, much of our communications are focused on the effects austerity has on our own situation at McGill, the funding for TAs, the funding for education. So we have had a couple events on campus which were reasonably attended for our members and for a bit of visibility as well. So it's mostly been about trying to get a little bit of a profile. We've done a number of interviews with McGill Media Daily. We've talked to CKOT a couple times, I think. And yeah, it's mostly just been about getting a visibility up. We're working with other McGill unions as well. We're beginning to cooperate on a couple points. We're going to be doing something for the May 1st, although that's sort of in planning right now. And we're also working with Amuse and some of the other McGill unions on a minimum wage of $15 at McGill, which obviously some of our members make less than that. So we want to get some movement going on that. So there's a lot in the works. Okay, do you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is Jacob Schweda. I'm a second-year law student at McGill University.
Okay, and so the law department is currently on strike?
We are. We voted overwhelmingly, 61%, for a one-day strike at the Faculty of Law.
And how has that been going? What differences have you seen in the law department since the strike vote, other than the fact that you're not attending classes?
Well, everything's happened really quickly. We voted yesterday. We got the results yesterday at 5:30, so there was an amazing amount of energy to organize, prepare all of our material. We had people picketing as of 8 a.m. on campus, so it's been a really amazing energy.
Wow, that's so exciting. And how do you see this action playing out? What are your plans for the upcoming week?
Hopefully this sends a statement that McGill and McGill Law in particular are not separate from our community, and it will make people take us seriously as a place of social progress.
Definitely. So the vote was an overwhelming majority, but how did the process go?
We had a three-day online referendum, so there was definitely a challenge in making sure we could communicate as much information as possible. But students were very open-minded. Students were very open to hearing arguments from both sides. And I think in the end, it was just a matter of students voting their conscience and realizing this is an important issue for all of us.
And what do you think it's, what impact does it have for McGill for the law department at McGill to go on strike?
I think both the law and the medicine faculties going on strike together sends the message that future professionals care about our community, that we're not just self-interested, and that we don't see education as something to be bought and sold, but as something that improves our entire community, and we have a responsibility to those who are more vulnerable to stand up for them when they're under attack by the government.
All right, and how do you feel about the demonstration happening today?
I'm super excited. The energy is amazing. People have created very amazing and creative signs. We feel united and excited and happy. There's dancing and singing, so I'm really excited for it.
All right. So can you tell me who you're here with today, like what organization? And
so we're here with the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine of the University of Montreal.
If you want to just tell me like what your sign says or if your faculty's on strike, how it's been going.
Yeah, well, we've been on strike, like we voted for the strike only for today, sadly, but still it's at least something to show that we don't agree with the measures that the government is taking right now. So. But our signs say stuff that's not like very nice, but still, like related to veterinary medicine. Like mine is saying, wait, let me translate that. So austerity is like castration without any analgesics, I guess. It hurts. So yeah, so it hurts right. For everyone. For like us, we have a lot of we have shelters and stuff that are dependent on the faculty. But like if they have to cut on something, that's where they'll cut, right? They'll cut in the stuff that's more like volunteering and stuff. So it sucks. And for us, it teaches us a lot like about animals when we work at the shelter and everything. It's really helpful. It's really something that's educational. So it would suck if it closed down. So yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Vincent.
Why are you here today?
Well, I'm here for this government right now is destroying our public services. I'm working at a youth center, Saint-Genès-de-Montréal, and we have a lot of problem because of the government cut everybody, and it's a shame on the government right now. It's really destroying the what we have right now.
How is your organization in particular being affected?
Well, we have, I don't know many, about 50 jobs cut right this year, another 50 jobs cut last year, and it goes on like this, and we can't continue like this, you know? We must protect our public services, and that's why we are here.
What would you like to see in particular happen with the Quebec government in terms of fixing this austerity problem?
There is money in Quebec. We must find it and put it at the right place. Right now, it's all for the bus, you know? Nothing for the real people. So it's really a shame.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Philip.
Are you representing any organization, Philip?
Yeah, I'm part of the collective Arme à l'œil, which is helping Maxence Vallade, who was shot with an Arwen plastic bullet gun in the eye. He lost his eye in Victoriaville in 2012, and we're helping him to sue the SQ.
And so why are you here at this protest today?
Well, I'm here because we're in deep shit right now, and we must take the streets to block every shit that's happening to us, austerity and pipelines and all that.
And so this Vallade case, how does it relate to austerity as you see it?
Well, it relates to austerity because he was shot during a demo, and that's what's during the last week we saw what happened to Noemi in Quebec City. It's because there are demos that they're trying to repress them, and that's it. And they got their guns, and we're expecting that someone might die pretty soon. That it might happen in a demo because with those weapons, it's like the equivalent. They're called less than lethal weapons, and they can kill. He could have Maxence Vallade could have died if the bullet touched him just a couple of centimeters out of where it touched him. So
what do you want to see change in terms of organizing or in terms of the government of Quebec in general to fix this austerity problem and to protect the people here?
Well, I'm not expecting anything from the government of Quebec. Maybe at this point, I think we should assume that there's nothing that will be given to us unless we just take it and organize ourselves in a way that we don't need government anymore.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So what's your name?
My name is Sylvain Marois.
Are you here representing any organization?
Yeah, I'm vice president of FNEC. This is the National Federation of Teachers of Quebec.
And so how is austerity affecting your group?
Well, austerity affects all of us. I mean, I represent mostly course lecturers. So what the cuts in the universities were the first one to be cut off. But also it affects the services to the students, professors in the colleges, everybody in the health sector, everyone, retired people, daycare. So it's everyone that is affected by these savage cuts.
Are there any universities in particular or faculties within these universities that are being affected more so than others?
No, I would say that most universities, all the universities in Quebec are affected by the cuts. It goes with their sizes. I mean, at Laval, it'll be like in tens of millions. In others, it'll be less. But the proportionally speaking, the damage is the same. So less courses, less diversities in courses. And that is bad for quality of education in Quebec.
So what would you like to see occur in terms of the Quebec government in the way that they deal with this austerity issue?
Well, I would like them to stop, to start with, and then to act responsibly with the service public services, okay? And then to reinstate the income tax for the richest of the population that would pay more, and rather than charging more to everyone. I mean, not everyone has the same revenue, so people with bigger revenue should contribute more. And then look at the huge benefits in banks. There's money. There are alternatives to the austerity measures. And to top it all, we've seen in several countries that these policies don't work. So why even try it? Look at Greece now. So.
Getting back to the school issue, I know personally at McGill, TAs are being affected far more so than teachers. Is this a phenomenon you've been seeing, and what are the implications of it?
Well, of course, it will affect the TAs, and the TAs at McGill are with us at FNEC, and because they're the most fragile sector in the university. They're easy to get rid of. You know, it's like a bursary. You give them work or not, and so you can. And then there's thousands and thousands of them. So you've got a huge demand, and everybody will work for less and less and worse conditions. So the university, especially McGill, are aware of that. So they put everybody in competition with everyone.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Avec la destruction de la biodiversité, tu lis des livres qui parlent.
What's your name?
Fanny.
And why are you here?
I'm here to protest against the measure the government has been taking against basically the universities, my department more specifically. I'm studying in architecture at UDM.
Okay. And what would you like to see happen in terms of austerity and the Quebec government?
I'd like to see big changes, especially in the way that the government manages the money around. I want them to invest more in education. Yeah, basically that's it.
Are you seeing your department more negatively affected than other departments in your school?
Of course, we're at risk right now because we have to increase the number of students per teachers, and especially in our department, it's very important that we keep the numbers of students very low, because the in fact, it's called the CCA. It's what gives us the right to study architecture and give us our diploma at the end. And if they think that we have too many students or the quality of the teaching is not great, they're gonna take that away and we can't have our diploma in the end.
All right, thank you very much. So what's your name?
Nathalie Morel.
Are you a part of any organization?
Yes, I'm vice president of the FAE, Fédération Autonome de l'Enseignement.
So what do you guys do?
We're teachers.
So why are you here today?
Lots of reasons. First of all, because I want to support all the students, also education, and of course my members, so teachers. We're in negotiation, and we received offers that are very disturbing, for the least.
What were some of those offers?
To put more kids in our classrooms, to freeze our salaries, and to increase hours we spent in school each week.
So what do you want to see the Quebec government do to help you guys?
Cut the funding for private schools, inject the funds in the public school, and then recognize all the work the teachers do in our school.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.